the work on the cross. He's finished the work and my rest comes from Him. Then work becomes exciting. Then work becomes satisfying. Work becomes more fulfilling than anything else, because I'm not here to satisfy my boss. My primary motivation is not meeting some market demands. My motivation here is to please my Father, because that is the reason He's created it more. Work was instituted before the fall, and that's why Anand spoke about Revelation. Work ended in Revelation. Building of the city, whole culture was created and ended in Revelation chapter 21 and 22. So that's what God has called for. So let's take this word and you know, as you go back from here, just rest in God. You know, God by Jesus said, "Come to me, all you labor, I will give you rest." You know, don't struggle at your work. It's not worth it. But just cry out to God, "God, I am going through a difficult time, but I want to rest in you. I want to do my best. Change my attitude, Lord, that I may not work for myself. Change my attitude that I'll work to first please you, and then I'll work to help others." And if we get this in ourselves and internalize it, I'm sure our cities will start changing. Our company will start changing. Our country will start changing. The biblical definition is so revolutionary. The world outside is dying for it. I hope that even we give ourselves to God, that God will help us to bear fruit from what we have learned this morning. So this morning I just want you to stand, each one of us, and I'm going to pray and then ask Gavin to come and close this. And I know all this is good. I'm sure you all must be saying all this is good. It's okay to be simple and weak and come before God and say, "God," and some of us are struggling at work, and some of us are looking for a job, and some of us are not satisfied. This evening I just want to pray that God will give you a new vision, a new understanding, that understanding that comes from what the Bible speaks about. And God is saying this evening that, "Come to me if you labor, I will give you rest. Take my yoke, they are easy, and my burden is light." As you enjoy that rest, I'll tell you, I had another topic to speak about, the God's involvement upon your life and your work. But as you give yourself to this, as you give yourself to God and said, "God," and it's good for us for 2 minutes to maybe repent and ask God to forgive us of the misconception or wrong approach towards work we had. You know, our company pays our salary. They have met our needs. I think Jaya spoke about, or Anand spoke about, that we need to pray for our company. Jaya spoke about, we need to pray for our company. The wrong attitude we had towards our bosses, our colleagues. We spoke ill about our bosses. We spoke ill about our colleagues. We have got integrated to the thinking of the world, the way the world thinks. So I'll just leave about 1 minute in silence and ask you to just repent and ask God to forgive you, and let this new understanding and new teaching or would come and internalize our grip our life, so that we'll start making an impact from today onwards. Father, we just want to thank you, Lord, for speaking to me, Lord Jesus. Forgive me, Lord. I've let you down so many times, Father. Thank you, Lord, for the company that I'm working. Thank you, Lord, you just blessed that company, Lord Father. Lord, I just commit each one of us this evening into your hands, even as we have heard from you, Lord. Lord, this is not just a one-off case, Lord, but this is what you command us to live by. This is what you have created us for, Lord. You have created us to work, Lord. You have created us to work to please you, Lord Jesus. To give you joy, Lord. You have created us to work to give you joy. Not to please anyone, Lord Jesus. Father, we have forgotten this, Lord, and it's so easy that we may forget it again, Lord Jesus. Father, grip. Lord, let this word bear fruit, Lord. We just humble ourselves, Lord. Each one of us is guilty of this sin, Lord Father. Father, help us, Lord Father. Above all, I pray that the rest that you have provided us for, Lord, that we will be able to rest in that finished work on the cross that you did for us, Lord. Yes, Father, that we will learn to rest, Lord, in you, Lord Father. Lord, we will stop being restless at work, Lord, but we learn to rest in you and let our work come out of that rest in you, Lord Father. Let people see Christ in us, Lord, the hope of glory. Let people see Christ in us. Let us be the salt in our workplace, Lord. Let us be the light in our workplace, Lord, that people will see Christ in us, Father. Father, touch each one of us this evening. We bless you and give you all glory and honor, Lord. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Amen.